Casey 16 under and a share of the lead. How would you assess that?
I felt a little frustrated out there, to be honest. I think I played a bit better than 400 today. Hit the ball really nicely and gave myself a lot of chances, but I mean, putts didn't drop. Hopefully tomorrow they fall.
You mentioned the ball striking. That's an important thing to you. How pleased are you with that?
Yeah, very pleased. Been hitting it nicely heading into the week, so to continue with the momentum of hitting it well, I mean, yeah, it's really nice, especially on a course like this, which is pretty tight. It's nice to hit the ball well.
Do you feel as the days have kind of progressed, you've learned how to play the course a bit better, when to go for it, maybe when to be a bit more conservative, or have you just put the pedal down the whole time?
I just had a game plan from the beginning and just kind of sticking with it. If I feel like going for it, I go for it. If I don't, then I don't. So I don't really have, nothing's changed since the first day.
We know how much you love being in the mix and being contention and being in the fight. How much are you enjoying that side of things?
Yeah, love it. Just won two events on the Sunshine Tour, so it gives me a bit of confidence for tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, just a word on the Sunshine Tour. How crucial were those wins and how much positivity did that give you, not only for this week, but the run of three events on the DP World Tour?
Yeah, gave me a lot of confidence. I mean, I didn't have the best season, so to come back home and play some good golf and get some wins always helps the momentum into the big weeks like this. So I think it's really important. So thank you, Sunshine Tour.
Then you've touched on this, but how much are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm really looking forward to it. Looking forward to being in the final group for a change on the DP World Tour. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Thanks for your time.